Well, God bless Ann Thomas as our program director, doing the same thing she did when she was my executive producer. She reminded me, of course, we know Mike Dietz, Kevin's brother, because he's helped us before. Mike Dietz, who I referred to, I could have gone through this without you even telling me, Mike, that I made the mistake. As I was looking at Mike Parsons, I said, Mike Dietz. He said, no, it's Kevin. I said, oh, whoever Mike Dietz is, I meant Kevin, or whatever I said. But my point is, there is a Mike Dietz. He's Kevin's brother. And he's the president and founder of Dietz Sports and Entertainment. And he is a great guy, an all-around great guy. All right. Speaking of all-around great guys, we are going to welcome Mike Rogers, veteran, former FBI agent, former chairman of the U.S. Intelligence Committee, businessman, and most importantly right now, Republican Senate candidate. In fact, if you want to get more information about him, I have so many papers that I've been standing by here. It's rogersforsenate.com. That's a pretty easy way to find him, rogersforsenate.com. And I have not had a chance to speak with him since the war or the airstrikes on Iran began. Mike, it is always a pleasure. I'm glad that we caught up with you. I know how busy you are.
Oh, Paul W., it's always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Give me your take on what's going on with Iran right now, because we're catching up with you.
Yeah, just first of all, a level set. This is what I think people maybe got lost in the whole discussion, you know. And again, sometimes policy decisions are not political decisions, and I hope people – I don't know, in this environment, we can never get there. But in between 2023 and 2025, the Iranians themselves and through their proxies attacked U.S. interests over 200 times, including taking the lives of U.S. service personnel. A lot of people didn't realize that. And between 2022 and 2024, the threats on commercial traffic, including oil and fertilizer, went up dramatically, and through the Straits of Hormuz, and they did that through their proxy, the Houthis, which jacked up the prices for commercial products going through there, and they dropped about 2 million barrels per day that would go through there. All of that impacts the United States. So when the negotiators, President Trump's negotiators, showed up and said, okay, we're going to work this out, this has got to end, and we're not letting you get a nuclear weapon, the Iranians' response was, guess what, we have enough enriched uranium for 11 nuclear bombs. They thought they were proud of that, and I think that was the trigger that said, hey, we cannot allow this to continue. And talking about it over seven presidents trying to contain, Republicans and Democrats, by the way, trying to figure out a way to contain these folks wasn't working, and they were getting more embrazened. So I think trying to degrade their ability to threaten the Straits of Hormuz, to cause problems across the Middle East, which impacts us, and the commercial traffic that was getting held up going through the Straits of Hormuz was definitely related to U.S. interests, and the fact that they had these new ballistic missiles they were working on that had longer range and were threatening to use them against U.S. Installations. I just think it all came to a head, and we said, we're either going to continue this charade of negotiation for another 10 years and pay this price, or we're going to do something about it. And so this, I completely agree with degrading their ability to do that. Their air defense systems, their missile systems, their nuclear program all needs to be degraded. Their Navy, which they would threaten about every 2 months, they were going to mine the Straits of Hormuz and shut down world oil markets. And so all of that you need to take away from them. They are not, they are dangerous folks. And when they tip 30,000 people of slaughtering their own citizens to maintain control and told the United States, go jump in the lake, we're going to get a nuclear weapon and nothing you can do about it. Well, I think that all came to a head. And this to me is the best chance we're going to have for peace and stability across the Middle East. You have to take out the main sponsor of terror, and I think that's exactly what's happening today.
It's been astonishing to me that women, especially from the squad, the AOCs, etc., America Off Course is what I call her, have not stood up to stand for the women of Iran, who for the first time in 47 years have an opportunity to actually be treated like human beings again, and yet you don't hear a word about that from these guys. Apparently, we're going to have to take out the second son of the Ayatollah because he's said to be a hardline figure with close ties to the powerful Revolutionary Guard. So where do you see this ending? Do you see it ending at all?
Well, I do see it ending. I think here's the best minimum success, taking out their ability, basically defanging Iran from doing terrorist activities, sponsoring their proxies, having the ability to develop a nuclear weapon. That's the best outcome, or the best minimum outcome. If they get a regime change that wants to open up the West and allow women to come out of hiding and participate in society, that's a phenomenal day for the world, certainly for the Middle East, and certainly for America. I really wish people would get away from the political posturing on this and look at the policy and the positive implications of not having the most destabilizing force in the Middle East who's threatening to get and use a nuclear weapon. I just don't understand why we can't all be for that.
I can't understand it either. Since last we spoke, you've gotten many endorsements, including the Southeast Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations on that. You have started kind of an affordability message across the great state of Michigan with your series, Let's Get to Work. And you've got ideas on unlocking home ownership for the next generation. All of that can be found at rogersforsenate.com. Rogersforsenate.com. One last word, Mike.
Well, listen, we can do this. Michigan's been having the same two ideas in this, the U.S. Senate for 32 years. It's time for a change. Let's get somebody who's focused on Michigan. We'll get up off our knees. We'll get our kids reading again. We're going to build things again. We're going to get defense industrial base contracts back again. I am really bullish on the future of Michigan. Let's get your listeners bullish, too, by going to rogersforsenate.com, and let's get this thing done, and let's get back to work.
Mike Rogers, Republican Senate candidate. After all these great things he has done for us and to the U.S., I support him on this one as well. Best to you, best to Christy, and we'll look forward to our next conversation.
Sounds great, Paul. Thank you so much, and best to Kim.
We continue in Focus on WJR.